my God.
You say Vietnam is considered a delicacy, or is that something
they
have
not
all the time?
It's not an everyday dish.
Yeah, it's something special,
you know, honored guest. You know, it's kind of an early, you know, it's supposed to put you in the mood and cause many, many sons.
But. Ooh, wow. So speaking of that, you had a child, not a son, but a little girl, is that correct?
I'm a new first-time dad.
Well, congratulations to
you.
How old is the girl?
She's 11 months, and I've recently discovered the unholy supernatural powers of Elmo. I don't know whether you've noticed this. Mm. You know, it's like hitting her with a stun gun. She calms right down, loves that, just sits there mesmerized by him. I have this kind of recurring nightmare that I wake up and I go into the living room and she's there watching Rachel Ray with the same blissed out look on her face. And I'm like, stop.
But now this brings up an interesting question, and I know it's occurred to you. A lot of times kids go through phases, and sometimes not just a phase, but they just become picky or difficult eaters, and you eat anything, and you want your daughter to eat anything too, right?
This child will never know what a grilled cheese sandwich with a crust cut off is. She will soon be on a first name basis with every sushi chef in Manhattan. It'll be Uncle Masa, Uncle Yasuda, and you know, Mom's Italian, already, you know, getting I'm not kidding, you know, prosciutto flavored baby food sent over.
Really?
So,
oh well, that's nice.
This will not be, you know, a happy but weird child, I'm hoping.
Well, that's all you can hope for. But I remember reading one of your books where you started out working, as everybody does in that business, in these sweatshop-like restaurants, tourist places up on Cape Cod. Was that what it was?
Uh-huh.
Now, could you go back and do that again?
You know, it's funny. I went back recently. I get a lot of grief from old friends who are still chefs, and they say, you know, you've been doing this for the TV thing for a long time now. You know, you're past it. You know, you've lost all your credibility. Do you even cook anymore? Mm. So I thought, well, you know what? I'll go back to my old restaurant, and I'll work my old double Tuesday shift where I'd work from 8 o'clock in the morning till midnight. What I kind of neglect, and I'll film it, you know, for television.